This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, January 1, the beginning. Our passage comes from Mark chapter 1. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: "After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In today's consumer market, books need a bold title, an eye-catching cover, clever content, and slick graphics. 2,000 years ago, books were not published, marketed, and purchased like they are today. They were written on scrolls, and most people didn't have access to them unless they were read aloud in public. The Book of Mark doesn't have a flashy cover or title, but it certainly has compelling content. It's the good news about Jesus, the Son of God. And it opens with a phrase that reminds people of the very first words in Scripture: in the beginning. Genesis tells about the beginning of creation, and Mark is about the beginning of the good news about Jesus. What's more, we find that the gospel, good news, of Mark is the beginning of a story that goes far beyond the few years of Jesus' work and ministry on earth. In fact, this is the beginning of the world's greatest story that extends all the way into 2021 and beyond. And in reading this gospel, we're challenged to find how and where this story changes everything for us today. It is here that the story begins, and it is here that our lives begin to have meaning. Today, we're beginning a new year, and in Mark, we discover the beginning of the groundwork for new life in Christ. Pray with me. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus Christ and for telling us about him. May we all discover some fresh new ways in which we can honor and live for you in 2021. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.